Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and a little wet out at the Farm Progress Show, where WILL agricultural and weather staff located this week during the show and safely housed in the AgriGold tent. Joining us with our pre-opening report live from the show this morning, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Monday afternoon, USDA rated the corn crop 57% good to excellent. That's down one percentage point from a week ago. 93% is in dose stage, 65% is dented, and 12% is rated mature. USDA rates the soybean crop 59% good to excellent. That's up one percentage point from last week, and 6% better than a year ago. 7% is dropping leaves. We'll just discuss the implications of these numbers in just a few minutes with Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services out of Webster City, Iowa. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called weak to $1 per hundredweight lower, pressured by ample supplies and reduced packer demand ahead of the Labor Day holiday next Monday. Peoria called steady to a dollar lower today with a top price of $47.50. Terminals are called weak to mostly $1 lower. For the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, August 28th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 17,392. The base price range on a 185-pound basis was $62 to $76. The weighted average, $70.91, a loss of $1.61 from last Friday. Barrels and gilts sold from $49.26 to $61.25, the weighted average, $56.77. For the Western Corn Belt, negotiated swine purchases were 12,835. The base price range was $60.75 to $76.25. The weighted average, $70.51, a loss of $2.81 from last Friday. Barrels and gilts on a live basis sold from $49 to $58.17. The weighted average, $54.85. Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri-Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com. Joining us now to talk about today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, the rain continues to come on down.
Yeah, right now the rain is not looking good at all for the Farm Progress Show. It's forming over the area. It's getting heavier. We're seeing cells that are increasing in coverage and intensity over the manna colonies of Iowa. So I would just say, if you're planning to come to the show and you're in Illinois thinking, oh, I'm going to drive out to Manna today, you can drive out here, but I wouldn't come to the show today. It's a muddy mess right now. Hopefully it will get better over the next couple of days. I think tomorrow the precipitation will be over, and by Thursday we'll have sunshine and temperatures getting well into the 70s. But I think today we're going to have periods of steady and heavy rain and temperatures only in the 60s. And I just looked at the National Weather Service forecast, and they're saying a slight chance of a shower this morning. And that forecast is completely wrong here, as it is now pouring here at the Farm Progress Show. And it looks like it's going to pour for a while as these cells are just forming over our area. Now, when we look at the whole Midwest, the heaviest rain is right in the I-80 corridor, right around the Amana area, unfortunately. And this just is so reminiscent of the show in Henning, Illinois a few years back, where rain sat over that show site, and most other areas were dry or at least got very little rain. But well over an inch of rain here yesterday, some reports of 2 inches, and now with the rain falling steadily, it's just a mud bath. Anyway, looking at the Midwest Corn Belt, there will be scattered showers from central Iowa eastward today, and an area of low pressure is going to slowly, very slowly push to the east, so scattered showers will remain in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and southern Illinois even tomorrow, and in some cases into Thursday, but this will finally push on out. By the end of the week, we'll have dry weather. But we do have on the maps another closed-off low pressure system in the upper atmosphere that will likely bring another few days of light but persistent precipitation to the Midwest Corn Belt, moving slowly west to east across the belt during the course of next week. So that's going to be problematic for those that want to get into fields. Fortunately, we're not to the harvest season just yet. Temperatures will be held down on those cloudy, wet days. In between, we'll have some warm days. As far as temperatures go, we're seeing no extremes for the major growing areas of the U.S. We're not going to see any frosty cold coming in the next couple of weeks, nor are we going to see any big buildups of high heat. So there's not going to be big extremes in temperature, but we will have these nuisance showers. And as far as some other areas in the Great Plains or the Northern Plains spring wheat belt, it does look like some showers will start to park over eastern areas late this week into the weekend. That's with that next system that will come through the Midwest next week. Temperatures, though, will remain on the mild side. No frost threat through the first week of September. Down in the Delta area, it looks like a few showers in Arkansas this morning, and they'll get some showers periodically. So generally speaking, enough moisture for crops to finish out the season here. But again, if you're traveling to Amana, Iowa, it's a wet one today, and I would just say stay home today. And if you're here already, you're not listening to us, and hopefully we'll give you a good show. We'll have commodity outlook panels at 9:30, 11, and 1 today, tomorrow, and Thursday. That's a look at the growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Thank you very much, Ed. In the Monday overnight trading session at the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat open at 384 and three quarters, down a quarter last trade, up a quarter. December 404 and a quarter, unchanged last trade, up one. September corn open at 224, down a half last trade, up a half. December 241, unchanged last trade, up a half. March 255 and a half, down a quarter last trade, down a half. Take it out to the red line, these 292 and a half, down a half last trade, unchanged. September beans open at 537 and a quarter, down a half last trade, up three quarters. Noves 552, unchanged last trade, up one. Take it out to July, 595 and a half, down six and a quarter last trade. Make it down three quarters, excuse me, last trade, also down three quarters. September soybean meal open at 159.30, up 40 last trade, up 10. September soybean oil open at 24.56, up two last trade, down four. Joining us now to talk about the markets at the Farm Progress Show, and she'll be on panels all day today. Ed Keyser mentioned the times, 9:30 this morning, 11 o'clock this morning, and, well, not the 1 o'clock this afternoon because she has a TV appearance this afternoon, but Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services out of Webster City, Iowa. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
What do you expect? Are we looking at a turnaround Tuesday today?
Well, the market's giving us a feeble attempt of a turnaround Tuesday. We're at some very good support shelves and time-wise, too, calling for a low in here. But this timing could also stretch into tomorrow and Thursday. If we're higher today, I show the market will probably have a change in trend tomorrow and fall back. There's not a lot of news for the soybean market, only that the dollar is falling. And as this dollar declines, that will be at some point here supportive to the soybean market. Demand is coming in. We have very good demand for beans, but probably even more so we see the demand really hitting us for the wheat.
So what is the call then in the soybean pit today?
Well, I'm going to call beans. I think we'll be about one higher, like the night session. I don't see anything vibrant enough to send us much higher than that, but I would say probably about one higher. We might trade both sides of the close, but there is very good support around this 550 area. It's a psychological spot for the beans. If you get down to 545 and a half, there's a trend line of support for the year in, year out, nothing but November contract that comes in from 2001. We've often, over periods of time, talked about wave one, wave two, wave three. Wave three on soybeans, November contract, is 539 and a half on the downside. So you can see there's lots of layers of support. And, of course, time is calling for a low in here, and we'll see if it's a major low. It could be, although the bears would never believe that with all the rain. And, hello, you know, it'll take a combine to tell us. And but besides that, you know, we usually will start for a rally in for a pre-harvest rally in September, early September. But everybody's going to be looking at that USDA report in September and saying, we've picked up bushels. Will the USDA show it? And they probably will. And so they're going to have a bearish attitude going into that report. So maybe a high around the day after Labor Day, maybe the 6th, and then back down into the USDA report.
We have about 30 or 40 seconds left. I want to touch on the wheat market ever so briefly. We have broken out of its downtrend, short-term technical breakout. Are we ready to call a low in this wheat market?
Well, seasonally, wheat does rally at this time. And you've got lots of rumoring that India is in for 1.6 million metric tons, that we may have sold Iraq 250,000 metric tons. There's all sorts of talk from other various parts of Europe that's in. So there's a lot of, you know, demand news under this market. And that, after you've already had all the price input enhancement of shorter supplies, now the demand side's stabilizing the market. And it's trying to take us back higher. So, you know, wheat's an interesting market. It goes straight up, straight down. It usually doesn't kill a whole lot of time in between. It can really move.
Thank you much, Sue. Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services out of Webster City, Iowa. Again, she'll be on the panels this morning at 9:30 and 11. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.